This is Minnesota Native News. I'm Murray Rock. This week, the historical context and contemporary impacts of the proposed Upper Red Lake and Red Lake State Forest land transfer. Emma Needham has more.
The Red Lake Nation is a unique place. Unlike other tribes in Minnesota, it retains the entirety of reservation land, including most of the lake. Other tribes in the state and United States share land parcels with non-tribal citizens, something the Red Lake founding leaders did not agree with. When negotiating the Treaty of 1889, which established the Red Lake Reservation with the United States, tribal leaders communicated their demand that both Upper and Lower Red Lake be under Red Lake tribal authority. This important detail was omitted from the treaty agreement. Joe Plummer, legal counsel for the Red Lake Band of Chippewa, has more.
Well, it was the 1889 agreement, you know, that was made between the chiefs and what's known as the Chippewa Commission. And that was a three-member commission. That was Henry Rice, Bishop Marty, and Joseph Whiting. And those three gentlemen spent 10 days with the chiefs up at Red Lake. And they understood clearly what the chiefs wanted, because the chiefs reiterated this over and over again, that they wanted the entirety of the lakes plus a 1 mile buffer at least around from the lakeshore. And in order that they wouldn't be misunderstood, the chiefs literally drew on a Rand McNally map what they were reserving as the reservation, and it included those both lakes and the lands around it.
In March, bills were proposed in both the Minnesota House and Senate that would require all parcels of land under the jurisdiction of the state of Minnesota, in this case, the Minnesota Department of Natural Resources, to be returned to Red Lake Nation authority. Privately owned land and recreational enterprises will remain unaffected by the proposed land transfer. However, the opposition against the land transfer is still fierce.
There's been quite a bit of opposition, mainly by the non-natives that live up around that area, and they're operating on misinformation. And so we're trying to inform people the best we can with the truth. And it's working to some extent. There are people, you know, that, you know, say things like the Indians are taking our land away, you know, and that's, you know, it's such an outrageous statement when you take a look at the whole history of the state of Minnesota.
In 1889, Red Lake tribal leaders had sent their plan for the entire lake to be under tribal control to Washington, D.C. Many of the chiefs at that time had a holistic worldview and would make decisions based upon seven generations ahead of them. Tribal leaders today insist that both Upper and Lower Red Lake are to be included within reservation boundaries. The Red Lake land transfer legislation echoes those historical voices from the events during the formation of the Red Lake Reservation. The legal department with the Red Lake Tribe encourages the state of Minnesota to make good on their end of the treaty agreement.
I think that it's the right thing to do, you know, for the state of Minnesota to clear up, you know, this stain on the history, you know, of the state. So I think when people understand how blatant the land fraud was, it's really something, you know, that needs to be addressed and taken care of, just so the state can move forward.
Plummer believes that education about the history of the state of Minnesota can be a launching point to helping the public gain a better and more in-depth understanding of what it means for tribal nations to operate as a sovereign government.
If everyone in Minnesota was educated about the history of Minnesota, which is essentially Native America, we wouldn't have problems like this. What we have today is a very sanitized, one-sided version of history that doesn't acknowledge or understand the real history and what really happened.
The proposed Senate bill, Senate File 5080, has already been referred to be presented before the Senate Committee for Environment, Climate, and Legacy. For Minnesota Native News, I'm Emma Needham.
Minnesota Native News is produced by Ampers, diverse radio for Minnesota's communities, made possible by funding from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the citizens of Minnesota.